A key component of that is really realigning all of our operations so they are aligned by category of spend. And internally to GSA, we have identified 17 categories of spend, one of which, and it's a large category, is the professional services category. And we've got a number of major initiatives that we're working on to really better serve our customers and support their requirements from a professional services perspective. And one of those is to combine our professional services schedules into one schedule. And we're really hoping that that's going to make it much easier for federal contracting officers to get those services, in particular for where we've got a requirement that covers a number of services areas instead of having to compete those services across a number of schedules. They'll just be able to go to one. And we think that's going to make it a lot more user-friendly from a contracting officer perspective. Additionally, we're going to be able to reduce our administrative overhead and for our contractors, for them as well, really reduce the cost of administering the number of schedules that we've got in the professional services area. For example, we believe just as an initial look at the number of multiple contracts that our contractors hold, we believe that we're going to be able to reduce by over 500 the number of contracts that both FAS and our contractors are managing, which is going to be a huge savings for both parts of the partnership, so to speak.
So when we're talking about your professional services schedules, we're talking about MOBIS, we're talking about professional engineering, we're talking about FABS. How many are we talking about, and what else am I missing in that list?
We have seven schedules currently that we're looking at combining, and that is environmental services, our financial services schedule, which we refer to as FABS, language services, our logistics schedule, LogWorld, MOBIS, professional engineering, and then our AIMS schedule. And while we're talking about potentially merging all into one, we actually are doing a pretty thorough business case and looking at, does that really make sense? We also manage the consolidated schedule, which provides both IT services and professional services. So that's kind of the eight that's hanging out there that isn't professional services proper, but one that we manage and are concerned about in this initiative. And our goal is to get down to one. We may end up with two or three professional services schedules. We don't want to make this more difficult for contracting officers. It's really about their ease of use. And we don't want to make it too complicated for industry where we've got industry partners that hold multiple schedules. Where we think we may not consolidate into one schedule, LogWorld in particular, is one that we are looking at pretty closely. We think that the industry base is very different than the rest of the professional services environment. Additionally, we're thinking that we may actually need to stand up a new multi-agency contract for logistics services. So where we've got OASIS as a MAC that we like to refer to it as, or a multiple agency contract, we would have OASIS and a professional services schedule. We might have LogWorld as a schedule and then a MAC for logistics services as a complement to that, and then a consolidated schedule that would provide integrated IT and professional services. So while internally we're referring it to as one professional services contract, in the end we may end up with two or three.
You kind of answered my question, but I remember this initiative a while ago to do consolidated schedule contracts. And how is this different then from that initiative of several years ago of consolidating contracts to make it easier? I mean, is this just a expansion of that effort or is this an entirely new effort?
I think it's really a combination. We've been working with the consolidated schedule for a number of years. It's been fairly successful. I think we've got some messaging issues in terms of, you know, what can that schedule really provide to contracting officers that we need to clean up. A consolidated schedule doesn't necessarily communicate well what it is that you can buy under that schedule. So we're concerned about, one, cleaning that up so COs really understand how to use that schedule, what services you can acquire underneath that. And from that experience, we've really started to see there's a lot more integrated services, more complex services being purchased. And having to compete that work across multiple schedules has really been a barrier for contracting officers. At least that's been our experience. And so over the last quarter or so, we've really floated this idea with industry and with our customers, and it's been very well received. And so we're going to continue to explore it.
Now, the other piece of this is OASIS. You mentioned it as a multiple award contract. How does OASIS fit into this? Because in many ways, you know, it covers such a wide breadth of topics and functional areas for professional services. How's this consolidated idea of a consolidated schedule going to be different?
They're very different, and I really like to use the example of Alliant Small Business and IT70. Those contract vehicles provide different industry base, different skill sets, different flexibilities from a buying perspective. And so on the professional services side, we're really reflecting and taking on the lessons learned from what happened on the IT side of the house. Alliant has been, you know, just a really a complement to IT70, and we see OASIS being a complement to professional services schedules. And on the OASIS side, really why we awarded that contract was to provide contracting officers with a contract vehicle that allows them to buy, you know, complex professional services. It also provides for cost reimbursement type contracting, for labor hour and time and materials contracts. You've got a lot more flexibility in terms of having other direct costs associated with T&M or labor hour environment. It's really targeted at that higher end professional services, complex cost reimbursement, you know, kind of world. And those are the flexibilities that OASIS gives you. On the schedule side, you know, we've got over 3,500 contractors on schedules. It's got a huge industrial base, so if a customer has got a particular vendor base that they're used to dealing with, you can generally get those through schedules. The other advantage to schedules is that you're able to do blanket purchase agreements. So where you want to set up a defined set of vendors, where you really want to work with six or seven contractors, you're able to do that under schedules, where under OASIS you're not.
It's interesting that you bring up Alliant as an example, because I think for the most part, GSA has seen a lot of success with both Alliant Small Business, and IT Schedule 70. There hasn't been this huge move of work from one or to the other. And I guess that's what you're hoping is the same, is that the vendors, the contracting officers recognize that each has their place and then takes advantage of the proper tools that are out there. I mean, is it the education piece? Is that the biggest challenge that you see in getting this done? Or is there something else that kind of sticks out to you?
I really see it more as an opportunity versus a challenge. And now that we've got, you know, a really full suite of contract types that contracting officers are able to use with the OASIS and the schedules program, it really gives us an opportunity to have contracting officers have a more streamlined contracting environment. So I really don't see it as a challenge. I really see it as an opportunity. When I was a contracting officer back in the day, you know, I had a very specific focus and understanding of how to use schedules versus IDIQs and MACs. And this just gives contracting officers that same flexibility in the professional services environment that we've had on the IT side of the house.
What's your time frame to do this? Because I know when we spoke in May, this was just kind of getting started. What's your thoughts on terms of timing?
We actually announced that we were going to be moving forward with this initiative to all the scheduled contractors in June. We hosted an industry day and talked about the idea, what our goals were for moving forward with it. We've had an opportunity also to brief the major industry associations, and they will be supporting us and giving us some direct feedback on concerns from industry as we move through this process. Our goal is to have this completed by November of 2015, and we're going to start formal engagement with industry in October.